This is Dakota Datebook for February 26th. Earlier this month, we heard how another wave of influenza struck North Dakota in early 1920. More than 130 Bismarck residents fell ill in just 3 weeks. At the time, Bismarck's population was about 7,000. In February of 1920, for the first time since the pandemic emerged in 1918, the capital city logged more deaths than births in a calendar month. One of the most tragic flu deaths in 1920 was a Washburn farmer who months earlier had been crushed between two tractors. He survived and recovered from extensive rib injuries, only to catch the flu and die just weeks after leaving the hospital. 15 people died in Grand Forks from the flu early in the year, but on this date in 1920, the University of North Dakota resumed activities at the University Community House, which included Sunday school and night classes managed by university students. Elsewhere in North Dakota, a shortage of nurses in Munich led young men to offer their services to nurse whole families sick with the flu. A doctor in Columbus was caring for 160 flu patients, and many schools were closed due to the epidemic, like those in Bowman, Lignite, and Monango. Later in 1920, the Secretary of North Dakota State Board of Health filed a 2-year report that summarized the pandemic. He wrote, "During this period, we have been visited by the worst epidemic, perhaps, the world has ever known." It's unknown how many North Dakotans died from the flu pandemic. One estimate is 5,100 people. It hit the state when North Dakota had poor public health administration. There was no full-time state health officer. Instead, there was a 3-member board of health led by the attorney general. Many cities and counties had health officers, but most had little or no money for health work. The state also had fewer physicians and nurses to respond to the pandemic. In the fall of 1918, as many were overseas in World War I, Red Cross volunteers stepped in to help. And weeks before the 1922 flu wave, the legislature cut the entire budget of the State Board of Health. The governor used an emergency fund to bolster the board's budget. After years of advocates pushing for it, the 1923 legislature established North Dakota's Department of Health, including a full-time state health officer and an advisory council. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.